Love Canal. The Love Canal was a neighborhood in Niagara Falls, New York, that was the site of an environmental disaster in the late 1970s. The neighborhood was close to an abandoned canal that was built by William Love in the 1880s. The canal became a chemical dump site around 1920, and by 1953, it was full of chemicals. The chemical company sealed it, covered it with dirt, and sold the site to the local school board. In 1954, a school was built near the edge of the canal, and a neighborhood grew up around it. People noticed strange smells in their homes and puddles in their yards, but no one from the government would look into it. Residents were also sick a great deal. In April 1978, the Homeowners Association convinced the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, to test the homes nearest the canal. The tests showed high levels of poisonous chemicals, and pregnant women and very young children were told to leave the area. The school was torn down. After a big rainstorm in August 1978, chemicals came to the surface and toxic streams formed. The Love Canal was declared a federal disaster area, and the 239 families living nearest the canal were evacuated. Geologists proved that chemicals were leaking from the canal, and in October 1980, the government gave the remaining 660 families money to move to a safer place. Only 67 families chose to stay. Over the years, the poisonous chemicals made many Love Canal residents seriously ill. They suffered chemical burns, miscarriages, leukemia, and other forms of cancer. A high number of babies had birth defects. The houses closest to the canal were destroyed, the canal was resealed, and the toxins were removed from the soil and water. About 200 homes were renovated in 1988, and new families moved in, even though the canal is still filled with toxic waste. The chemical company was forced to pay to clean up the neighborhood. It also paid former residents a small amount of money for the loss of their homes.